black-eyed Susans in my garden. A crowd of little yellow suns. They make me happy in the morning as I touch their faces one by one. A family farm out in Virginia, a place where roots could grow so deep. I figured we'd be there forever. A little girl with simple dreams and a flower bed, but now we're moving across the country. Black-eyed Susan seeds in hand. They don't grow well in sandy soil. Strangers in a strange new land. Although the roots are slow in forming, one black-eyed Susan starts to bloom. But they died when we moved in August. And something died in my heart too when I left them behind. In Indiana there are cornfields. Wildflowers bloom beside the road. I brought black-eyed Susan seeds to plant there, and they probably would have grown. But I never made a garden. The seeds just sat collecting dust. When you're too many times transplanted, it gets more difficult to trust and put down roots. Into the mountains, farthest I'd ever been from home. Hiked Philmont's trails with many people, some of the best friends I have known. When the ending came in August, one day I had to stop and stare. Black-eyed Susans filled the meadows. Black-eyed Susans everywhere, and I knew I was home. Black-eyed Susans in my garden, lifting faces to the sun. Are the keepers of my memories, reminders of the things I've done. 1,000 miles away, their brethren are dancing in a mountain wind. And now I'm dancing in the garden. When I close my eyes, I'm back again. They're calling.